all the types of things you're looking forward to seeing from the Ehlers-Roslovic-Lemieux unit?
What they can do together, kind of a bit of chemistry on both sides of the ice with Roslovic. Nicky's got a lot of speed that he can use. We're looking for him to shoot the puck a little bit, become a bit of a, his mind back to being a driver of a line, and Brennan will get in and get physical. He can handle the puck and move the puck, so just to see what they can do together.
That means getting back to being a driver. Do you find that he was being a little bit passive out there early on?
I don't know. I wouldn't use that word, but I would say that if you looked at our last two games, we've had six even strength shots through two periods in both of them. I think that's the number. So we got a lot of training camp passing going on, which is fine. You know, you run your three-on-twos, you got to warm the hands up, you got to make your plays. But there are certain guys that we have that came in as shooters, and Nicky's a shooter, right? Patty Line is a shooter. We think the Kyle Connors, they can all make plays, but we need I'm not concerned about it in that I'm real confident that we can get that right. Our style of game has a shoot-first mentality, so we put Nicky in a position. Nicky, get real focused on that.
Paul, I think this will be Seth Griffith's fourth game out of the five. Is it just a case of he's a new player to the organization? You want to see as much of him as you can?
New and versatile. Can play center, can play the wings, but we want to get some of it is we've had some centermen, you know, go down, so the centermen get a little more action. CJ's back in tonight, so a little bit of everything, and that happens at every training camp, right? You can stay healthy, you're going to play more.
It must be rewarding when you see some of these new faces, whether it's Skylar McKenzie or Cease or Griffith, who come here and do some things to open some eyes.
Yeah, the, you know, encourages you regarding your depth of your team, and when a player has a good camp and he's put up some numbers, in the event you call him up, they always come up with maybe a little more confidence there. You know, they look forward to coming in, and the guys remember the quality of their working camp. So it's a different camp than we've run here before, just based on our schedule, and it's meant that I think tonight every single forward, with the exception of injuries or absences, every forward's going to get an exhibition game, and I know for a fact that's never happened because we would be 15 or 20, I'd never see the fifth practice. So,
Burton is going to go tonight?
No. Like on the trip, yeah?
Yeah, but it's Brossoit play?
Correct. Okay.
And then would you probably, those last two games, split Connor and him?
Haven't done that yet.
What's caught your attention with Lauren so far? Obviously, played really well in the game, but during practices, off ice, new to the organization?
Physical strength. He's a fit, powerful man, so he gets into practice. And we've had two or three sequences. One was with the Scheifele line where they got off three rockets on him, and he got all of them. You know, so he can explode across his crease. He's a very powerful guy in the net, and it's good to have – to have the player that, you know, is your scheduled backup to do that to your A players every once in a while. And they had a big smile on their face. They like that, right? So he's a strong man. He gets across the crease really well. He likes to handle the puck. And as he gets more and more comfortable here, you know, the player's got a lot of respect for that.
You know, you had said yesterday, Paul, that you were looking forward to seeing who you're going to try Nick and Jack together. What is it about that two as kind of a pairing that would intrigue you?
You know what? Maybe a version of the Scheifele-Wheeler idea. Mark Scheifele can play this game a bunch of different ways. He can be a passer. He can be a guy that just works in the holes and can be effective at a slower pace. But Blake is going to, for Blake to play his game, he drives. So that makes Mark speed up, which Mark can do. I look at Roslovic, I think I see a lot of the same things. He can slow the game down and play in holes and short passes, and he's a really smart guy. But we can get Nicky going there. It'll force him to play the game at a little faster pace. I think he can do that as well.
If that is a pairing that you like, could you utilize that line a little bit differently if you have a player like Gonit, then what?
Sure, and it would depend on what the wing is on the other side and all those other things and the opponent that you're facing, the score of the game, right? You can use those guys a lot differently. All we're trying to do We don't even have to like it. We have to see what's good about it and what we don't like about it. So then you can employ it. Like if there's a piece of the game that's not good, we can work on that. But we don't have to keep them together to make it good the next time they go together. You know, just you learn a little bit tonight about how they interact with each other on the ice. If one's always ahead of the play, there's a problem. There's just some things you're looking for. But we're going to move those 6 to 8 players around a fair amount.
Update on expecting Nick Patan back this week?
I have no update for you.